Be holy. Have you ever been asked to do the impossible? I'm not talking about doing the difficult, such as training and competing in an Ironman race. I'm talking about a race that where you swim for 2.4 miles, bike for 110 miles, and then run a full marathon 26.2 miles.
我不是在讲你要游泳游 2.4个英里，然后再骑自行车要110个英里，然后再跑26.2个英里的马拉松这样的困难的事情。
This seems difficult if you start at age 48.
你如果要是48岁才开始做这样的训练的话，看起来是很难的。
But this is what Sister Madonna Bader did, A.K.A. Iron Nun.
但是这个就是,
Sister Madonna Buddha.
Madonna Buddha, 姐妹所做的, 她被称为是,
Iron Nun.
Yeah. 铁尼姑.
She trained for her first Ironman race when she was 48 years old.
她48岁的时候是第一次开始, 训练这个铁人赛的。
And she successfully completed this race under 17 hours when she was 55 years old.
她55岁的时候是在 完成了这个铁人赛 仅花了不到17个小时。
What's even more amazing is that in 2009, she successfully completed this race at 79 years old.
更令人惊奇的是 2009年 她79岁的时候又一次完成了这样的铁人赛。
And in 2012 they made a new age bracket so she can compete at 82 years old.
2012年 又有一个新的年龄段，所以她就是参加了80岁这个年龄段的这个竞赛。
What Peter asked for us in this passage today is beyond what she did.
所以
If she says, if God is the standard of holiness, what chance do we have to be holy?
他说如果神是圣洁的标准的话，我们有什么机会能达到圣洁呢？
Peter might as well tell us to walk on water. In today's passage, there are 5 commands.
在今天的, 这段经文中有5个诫命。
The other... Okay. The other commands in this passage really support these 5 commands.
这段经文中其他的诫命实际上是支持这五条诫命的。These
5 commands in the, set your hope on grace.
这五条诫命包括是盼望恩典,
be holy,
要圣洁,
conduct yourself with fear,
行为中要带着敬畏,
love one another,
彼此相爱,
and long for God's word.
渴慕神的话。
Peter, in the first 12 verses of his letter, argued that we can endure suffering in this world because of the hope that we have.
在, 第一章头12节中, 彼得讲到我们之所以能忍受这个世界的苦难是因为我们有盼望。
We as Christians have this sure hope for a perfect inheritance through Jesus Christ.
我们作为基督徒, 我们都有一个很确定的盼望, 那就是, 有一个我们会得到基督给我们带来的一个完美的基业。
Now, this same hope not only helps us in times of suffering and trials, but also helps us to live holy lives.
就是这一同样的盼望，不仅在我们每天的 受苦和试探中对我们有帮助， 他还会帮助我们过一个圣洁的生活。
This is if we set our hope on the right things.
当然，条件就是我们要把我们的盼望寄托在一个正确的事情上。
We should note that in verse 13, this command of setting hope on grace is based on two ideas.
我们应该看到第十三节中讲到。它是通过两个方面来教导我们是如何建立我们的盼望。
He says, prepare your minds for action.
他讲到要约束我们的心。
And be sober-minded.
而且要头脑清楚。
To prepare our minds for action means to prepare for battle.
约束我们的心就如同要准备好去打仗一样。
He has the idea of tying a belt around your clothes.
就如同在你的腰上系上皮带。
You don't want any loose pieces hanging while you're running in battle.
你不想身衣服上有哪些松散的地方，这样你在战场上跑步的时候会影响你。
This is how you get ready for action.
这就是你如何来准备去打仗。
We need to prepare our minds for this kind of action.
我们要约束我们的心来做这样的准备，做这样的行动。
Sober-minded means that our minds are to be sharp.
清醒的头脑是指我们要有一颗敏锐的心。
We're not controlled by spirit of drunkenness or laziness.
我们绝对不要被像酒醉或者懒惰来。
We're to be alert.
我们要警醒。
Think about whoever goes into battle being drunk or lazy.
想想有谁会喝了醉醺醺的，然后又是很懒的。
We need to be alert. We need to guard our thoughts so that we may put our hope in the right things.
我们要警醒，我们要保守自己，所以我们这样才可以把我们的盼望建立在正确的事情上。
Our minds need to be constantly focused on God's grace as we consider the future of Jesus returning.
我们心要不定的不断的建立在神的恩典上。
We always look forward to seeing our Lord face to face. Our current sufferings and all the inadequacies of this world will one day fade away when we see the glory of God displayed in Jesus Christ.
我们自己的苦难和这个世界的不足，在我们见到，在我们和神
At the return of Christ, God's full justice and mercy would be displayed.
在耶稣再来的时候，神的完全的公义和怜悯都会显出来。
But until that day, we live in a world that has chosen to reject God.
但是在那天来到之前，我们是生活在一个拒绝神的世界。
We live in a world where God is invisible to our eyes.
在这个世界里，我们的眼睛看不到神。
A world where good and evil are often confused.
这个世界里，美善与邪恶常常被混淆。
We live in a world where God's glory is veiled.
这个世界里，神的荣耀被遮挡。
Where Christians, as God's children, are treated as aliens and strangers.
我们基督徒，我们这些神的儿女。被视为是外邦人和陌生人。
A world where faith is ridiculed and belief in absolute morality is labeled as immoral.
在这个世界里，信心被讥讽，相信绝对的道德被视为是不道德的。
This is why our minds must be alert, sober, prepared for action.
这就是为什么我们的心要警醒。
If we don't take an active stand,To remind ourselves of God's grace, we will forget it.
我们如果要是不是主动地时时地提醒自己神的恩典，那么我们就会被迷惑。
Our enemy will confuse our minds so that we live according to our former ways or former ignorances.
或者我们的敌人会迷惑我们，所以导致我们会过着从前无知识的那种放纵的生活。
It is not only our enemies that will confuse us and cause us to fail. We need to set our minds on the hope of grace because without grace, it is impossible to be holy.
当然，我们这样做不仅仅是我们的敌人会迷惑我们，导致我们跌倒。我们这样做把我们的
In fact, all the commands in this section are predicated upon God's grace for us. This next command to be holy is the main command of the section.
下面讲这个诫命要圣洁，就是这一段中的主要的诫命。
The setting of our minds on grace, setting our hope on grace, prepares us to be holy, allows us to be holy.
对恩典的盼望啊，会准备我们，给我们做帮助我们做好准备来做圣洁。
And these three commands, conduct yourself with fear, loving one another, and long for God's words, are the things that we do to be holy.
接下来这三个诫命，行为要怀着敬畏，彼此相爱，渴望神的话，讲的就是如何才能做到圣洁。
Peter commands us to be holy because God is holy.
彼得要求我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
So to understand his command, we must understand how is God holy.
So 要懂得这一点的话，我们首先要看看神是如何圣洁的。
Holiness is the one attribute of God that is most characteristic of God.
圣洁是神的属性之一，也是代表神的特性。
God, as revealed to us in the scriptures, is merciful, loving, judging, truthful, powerful, jealous, and many other things.
圣经里的神是有怜悯的，有慈爱的，公义的，真实的，大能的，祭邪的，等等。
Theologians call this the attributes of God.
神学家们称这些为神的属性。
Of all the attributes of God,
在神的所有属性之中，
God is above all holy.
那么还在第一的就是神的圣洁。
The Bible uses a threefold repetition, holy, 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 to describe God.
圣经用三个重复，圣洁、圣洁、圣洁来形容神。
This is not used for the other attributes of God.
这种形容方式并没有用到其他的属性上。
God is love, but we never hear love, love, love. God is merciful, we never hear merciful, merciful, merciful.
神是慈爱的，但是我们从来没有听说过慈爱、慈爱、慈爱。神是怜悯的，但我们也没有听说过神怜悯、怜悯、怜悯的神。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And he actually makes a really big deal out of it in the Bible.
而且他在圣经中也是很重视这一点的。
We were reading through the Old Testament in Sunday school.
在主日学中我们都在读旧经旧约。
And you, as we do it, you can see the importance of holiness that God has for himself.
我们也通过这个读经中我们看到神是如此的对这个圣洁是看的是如此的认真。
Holiness has the idea of being set apart, separated.
圣洁有被分别出来与众不同的意思。
Holiness means separated, to be set apart.
圣洁就是分别出来。
God is set apart from creation.
在创世纪的时候，神就被分别出来。
God is set apart from creation that he is not created. He is the creator.
神是与万物分别的，因为他不是被造的，他是造物者。
He is unlike any other.
他与所有的一切都不同。
In fact, in some ways, we're limited in our knowledge and experience of God, or even our ability to describe God because God is holy. He is unique.
事实上，因为我们局限于自己对神的了解，甚至我们描写神的能力都是有限的，这是因为神是独特的。
We can only understand God by analogies to things that are not God.
我们只有是通过这种比喻，就是说我们不是神，以这种方式来了解神。
God is unique. He's completely separate from the rest of creation. From creation.
神是独特的，他是和这些被造物是完全分开的。
Even before Adam and Eve sinned, before Satan rebelled, God was holy and wholly different from creation.
甚至在亚当夏娃犯罪之前，撒旦反叛之前，神就是圣洁的，是与万物完完全全不同的。
One thing about God's holiness is that He's not affected by sin.
有一点要强调的是，神的圣洁是不像被造物一样会受罪的影响。
He's perfect. Morally, He's perfect.
他是完美的，在道德上是完美的。
There's no part of his nature that is evil.
他的天性中绝对没有邪恶。
God's very nature hates sin because he's holy.
神的天性就是记恨罪，因为他是圣洁的。
Look at how God describes sin.
让我们看看神是怎么来描写。
In Isaiah 64:6, God says of the sinner, of us, and our so-called good actions.
在以赛亚书64:6，神是这样讲：罪人，也就是我们。
We all have become like one who is unclean, and our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. We fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
What is a polluted garment?
什么是污秽的衣服?
It's kind of like a discarded tampon.
就像用过的妇女卫生巾一样。
It's a pretty disgusting image.
是很恶心的画面。
And this is why God thinks of sin.
这就是神如何来看待我们的罪。
Even sin that looks good to other people, this is how God thinks of our sin.
尽管就是有些罪在别人看来还是很不错的美善，那么在神的眼里还是罪。
God hates sin because He is holy.
神厌恶罪，因为他本身是圣洁的。
When we consider holiness of God, we ought to tremble.
每当我们想到神的圣洁，我们都应该颤抖。
We consider that God's demands are perfect.
我们认为神的要求是完美的。
This is a powerful Creator who, with a word, spoke the universe into existence.
这是那位一句话就可以造天地的大能的神。
He's the all-knowing God who knows our most intimate thoughts.
也是那位知道我们最隐秘思想的无所不知的神。
Yet he has such a strong repulsion to so many of the things that we do daily.
可是他对我们每日中许多的行为都有很强的反感。
This is God who is judge and has a standard that we cannot meet.
这就是那个审判人的神，他有一个我们无法达到的标准。
We constantly fail to be holy.
我们总是不能做到圣洁。
Even though the world around us may not care about holiness,
尽管这个社会不在乎圣洁。
God is clear to us that He does care about holiness.
但是神很清楚的对我们显示给我们，他是很在乎要圣洁。
Pastor Chu is preaching through the Ten Commandments in the Exodus series.
中牧师在讲出埃及中十大诫命。
In the last 2 weeks, he spoke about lust and marriage.
头两个星期他讲到淫念和婚姻。
How often does our society tolerate or even encourage a lustful attitude?
我们这个社会是如何常常的容忍甚至鼓励淫荡的态度。
If you think about the comments that you heard in the workplace, at school, at the gym, concerning the woman who dressed a little bit inappropriate.
你如果要是想想你在工作单位、学校或者健身房听到有一些关于妇女们穿衣服比较露的那些议论。
Then you know how inappropriate those comments are to a holy life, to a holy God.
那你会知道那些议论对圣洁的生活和我们圣洁的神是多么的不得体。
When we sin, we justify our ways and we say to ourselves, "Oh, it's just a second look."
当我们犯罪的时候，我们常常会为自己辩解，对自己说啊，只不过是看了两眼。
We say we're not really cheating our wives nor thinking about divorce.
我们会说，我们其实没有在欺骗自己的太太，或者是跟她要闹离婚。
How lightly do we take Jesus' command not to desire someone other than our wives?
其实我们这样做是，实际上是在轻视 基督对我们的诫命就是要求我们除了自己的妻子不要对别人有妄想。
In reality, we don't care about holiness nearly as much as God cares about holiness.
在事实中，我们对圣洁的看法其实没有像神对圣洁看的那么重要。
How about coveting?
那么贪图呢？
We're pressured to covet every time we watch an ad on TV or drive by a billboard.
我们每次看到电视上的广告，或者开车路过路边的大广告牌时，我们都会被迫的有一些贪图的想法。
When we see that new toy that our neighbor has, that's beyond what we can afford.
我们看到邻居有一个新的玩具啊，我们都买不起的那种玩具。
We say, "Oh, it's just a small treat. I deserve this."
啊，我们可能会说啊，只不过是一个小小的款待，我应该是可以。
In fact, the credit company agrees with me.
实际上，这个信用卡公司也同意的。
We justify that God isn't legalistic, so we can defer our tithes and offerings for a short time. We can defer our tithes. We can put off our tithes and offerings so we can buy this object.
所以我们有时候会推迟我们十一奉献，这样的话我们可以去买这些玩具，自己所想要的东西。
Do we make light of God's desire for us to live thankfully according to His provision?
我们是不是太看清了神要求我们过一个圣洁的生活这个要求？
Or do we make light of God's command and God's desire for us to live holy lives?
还是我们轻看了神要求我们过圣洁生活的这个诫命？
Because God is holy and we are sinful, we tremble at the very thought of God's holiness.
因为神是圣洁的，我们是有罪的，所以我们每当想到神的圣洁都会颤抖。
An inspection of God's holiness ought to bring us to our knees.
检查神的圣洁应该会使我们颤抖的跪下。
Because we're under the judgment of God.
因为我们是在神的审判之下。
But Peter's command here is to be holy.
但这里彼得要求我们要圣洁。
How can or we be holy when our very nature is sinful against God?
当我们的天性是罪恶的时候，我们如何能来做到圣洁呢？
We're inclined to do the very thing that God hates.
我们很倾向于做一些神所讨厌的事情。
And we're commanded here to be holy.
可是彼得要求我们要圣洁。
How can we be holy if even the very thought of holiness causes us to fear?
当我们一想到圣洁就很惧怕的时候，我们怎么能来圣洁呢？
How can we be holy as God is holy if holiness is what makes God unique?
我们如何能像神一样的圣洁呢？我们都知道，神的圣洁是神唯一的，神的唯一之处就是神是圣洁的。
Is Peter calling us to go beyond running the Ironman at 82 years old?
这里彼得要求我们要做做的事情是难于82岁的人去跑铁人赛。
To doing the impossible as to walk on water.
就是像让我们在水上行走一样不可能的事情。
The answer on how we can live holy lives is found in God's grace.
所以如何过一个圣洁的生活，那么答案就是靠神的恩典。
As Christians, we know that the wrath of God for our sins is placed upon Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们都知道，神对我们罪的愤怒都已经摆在耶稣身上。
We need to examine grace.
我们要看一下神的恩典。
The grace of God cannot be understood without a good understanding of God's holiness.
神的恩典，如果要是不了解神的神圣，就不可能懂得神的恩典。
You see, we know that God has a strong aversion to sin, and because sin goes against God's very nature.
我们知道神是非常厌恶罪，这个厌恶是与他的本性相反。
This is holiness.
这就是圣洁。
God's grace does not nullify God's holiness.
神的恩典并不取消他的圣洁。
God being gracious does not mean he is no longer holy.
神有恩典并不意味着他不再圣洁。
In fact, the very act of grace.
事实上就是这个恩典的行动。
Jesus Christ on the cross shows the extent of how much God hates sin.
就是把基督被钉在十字架上这个恩典的行动彰显了神
God. It shows how much God hates sin. Jesus on the cross shows us how much God hates sin.
耶稣被钉十字架这件事彰显了神是如何痛恨罪。
God does not simply pretend that our sins are acceptable now.
神并没有假装说他可以接纳我们的罪。
The Bible says that Jesus, who committed no sin, became sin for us.
圣经上说，无罪的耶稣变成了我们的罪。
Can you imagine the cosmic implications when Jesus died?
你能想到耶稣死的时候，这个广大无边的暗示是什么吗？
The sky was turned to black.
天变黑了。
Jesus' physical body was torn from his spirit.
耶稣的身体与他的灵分开。
Jesus, the creator of the world.
耶稣这个宇宙的创造者
who by his very words formed the universe
就是用话来造天地的神
cried these words
他这样喊道
Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani My God, my God Why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神我的神为什么离弃我
God the Son crying out to God the Father We may never understand the full theological nuance of how the perfect unity of the Trinity was disrupted by this event.
一个完美的三位一体的神就被这件事情给打断了。我们可能永远不会明白神学上的细微差异是什么。
More than the pain of physical suffering and death must be the pain caused by the break.
身体上的苦难固然痛苦，但是更痛苦的是断绝了与神永久的相亲。
At the break in the eternal fellowship within the Trinity.
就是断绝了与神永久的相亲。
If that was possible.
如果这是可能的话。
I don't know if it is. I can't grasp this aspect of God.
我不知道这是不是可能，因为我是无法掌握神的这个方面。
What we do know is that grace is not cheap.
但是我们确实知道恩典并不便宜。
Grace, the cost of salvation, shows the very holiness of our God.
恩典和我们救恩的代价显现了神的圣洁。
When Peter speaks of grace, he was there at the cross.
当彼得讲到恩典时，他当时就在十字架那里。
He watched his Lord, his teacher and friend die.
他亲眼看见他的主、老师、朋友死去。
He heard the very words in his own native language.
他听到了用他母语所喊出的话。
In this grace, which displays God's holiness, is a hope that Peter calls us to focus on.
这个显示神的圣洁的恩典，就是彼得要求我们的盼望。
We're saved by this very act of grace.
我们得救是因为这个恩典。
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
因为神如此爱世人，赐下他的独生子。
We don't deserve God's goodness towards us. We can't earn God's grace.
我们不配神给我们的好处，我们也挣不来神的恩典。
Anything we try to do to earn God's grace is seen as a polluted garment in God's sight.
我们为赢得神的恩典所做的每件事。
So to be holy, we had no recourse but to consider the grace given to us.
所以要圣洁，我们别无求助，只有靠恩典，只有思考神给我们的恩典。
And when we consider grace, it leads us to holy living.
而且对神对恩典的思考，一定要导向过一个圣洁的生活。
Peter doesn't say, now that you have put your hope on grace, you no longer need to fear.
彼得并没有说，既然你们靠恩典有盼望，你们就不再需要敬畏。
In fact, he says, because you have this grace, you need to live lives of fear.
事实上他说，因为你有这个恩典，你要过一个有敬畏的生活。
You need to fear God, who is our Father and our Judge.
我们需要敬畏这个神，神是我们的父，也是审判人的神。
Let me ask you, think back when you were a child.
让我来问一下，想想你还是做孩子的时候。
Do you fear your earthly fathers?
你是不是怕你在世上这个父亲呢？
Do you want to do what pleases them?
你是不是想做一切事情来讨他欢心呢？
Is there punishment for disobedience?
不顺服是有惩罚的。
I'm not saying you'll get disowned, but there is punishment from our fathers when we disobey them.
我不是说你父亲会不要你们，但是当你不顺服的时候会有一个惩罚。
And any child in their right mind will want to please their fathers.
任何一个心理正常的孩子都想要讨他父亲。
Especially the father who loves him.
尤其是当他的父亲很爱他。
And the fear is the right response when we consider doing something against God.
当我们想到做一些违反神的意愿的时候，那么这个惧怕实际上是一个很正常的反应。
When we understand the love of God towards us.
当我们知道，当我懂得神对我们的爱的时候
，and the holiness that God requires，
和神对我们要圣洁的这个要求的时候
，our response when we consider sinning is to fear God。Our response when we consider the thought of sinning is to fear God， to fear that He hates sin。
所以，一旦我们要想到犯罪的时候，我们的反应就是应该是要惧怕神。
To live by grace is to know that Jesus paid for my sins.
靠恩典来活，就是讲的是，耶稣已经为了我的罪付清。
He has paid the penalty for my sins in His death.
他已经用死来付清了我的罪，有罪所应得的惩罚。
And in His resurrection, He has power over sin and death.
而且通过他的复活，他也显现了他他有控制罪与死亡的大能。
When we have a hope set at grace, we see the cross.
当我们盼望恩典的时候，我们就看到十字架。
We tremble at the holiness of God displayed on the cross.
我们也为神的
We tremble at the holiness of God at the cross.
我们面对十字架，我们对神的圣洁颤抖。
Just as we bask in His love.
就是像当我们享受神的恩典的神的慈爱时候一样。
This preparation of mind, this soberness leads us away from sin, so we by grace may be holy.
所以就是这样来预备我们的心，保持心清醒，会领我们远离罪。
We also know that we can't separate love from grace.
我们还知道我们不能把爱和恩典分开。
This is Peter's point starting verse 22.
这就是彼得22节中所讲的。
Have you purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love? Love one another earnestly from pure heart. Verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，清洁了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，应当从心里以此切实相爱。
How are we to be holy?
我们应该怎么来做圣洁呢？
Is to love one another as Christ loved us.
就是彼此相爱，就如同基督爱我们一样。
The argument Peter gives us here is that love is what you are born again to. We are born again Christians. We are born through the gospel.
这里彼得讲到的是兄弟之间的爱，也就是我们基督徒重生的目的。我们重生是因为福音而得到重生，也是因为这个弟兄之间的爱而重生。
The mark of someone who is born again.Is that he loves one another. He loves his brothers and sisters.
一个人重生的标记就是爱，他爱他的弟兄和姐妹。
Jesus told Peter and John the disciples, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."
耶稣也给他的门徒们讲说，我给你一个新的诫命，那就是你们要彼此相爱。就像我爱你们一样。 你们要彼此相爱。你们彼此相爱了，那么众人就知道你是我的门徒。
How did Jesus love us?
那么耶稣是怎么爱我们的？
It's not simply teaching.
并不是简单的教导我们。
It's not simply caring for children.
也不是就是简单的来照顾那些。
Feeding the poor or healing the sick.
供喂养那些穷人或者是治疗那些有病的人。
Jesus' example of love is to die in our place on the cross.
耶稣爱我们的榜样就是在十字架上为我们死去。
It's a sacrificial love to one who does not deserve it.
是为那些不值得的人而奉献出的。
Peter says we can obey this command to love because we have been set apart for obedience.
彼得说我们
We are set apart for obedience. That is in verse 22. We are by your obedience. The truth is, yeah, you purify your souls by your obedience.
彼得讲我们是通过顺服来纯洁。
Yeah, the part of this command is that we are born again.
这个诫命讲的是我们重生。
The idea of born again is that our very nature is changed.
重生讲的就是我们的本性得到了改变。
Our first birth was destined for doom.
我们第一次的生命就是死亡和。
But this being born again, we're born again in the spirit.
这个重生就是讲的是我们在灵命里头得到重生。
And part of being born again is that we have a right relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
重生以后，我们随着重生，我们又和兄弟姐妹之间有一个正确的关系，就是有兄弟姐妹这样的爱的关系。
This transformation gives us ability to love.
这个改变就给了我们可以去相爱的能力。
The last command here is to long for God's word.
最后一个诫命就是要渴慕神的话。
Chapter 2, verse 1.Put away all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk. That is, that you may grow up in salvation. 1 and 2.
第二章第一节和第二节讲，所以你要除去一切的恶毒、假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，才像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Do you love God's word?
你爱神的话吗？
Do you crave it as a baby craves milk, depending on it?
你渴慕神的话是像那些婴儿靠渴慕奶一样吗？
The word of God teaches us to put off these things as we shed clothing.
神的话就是像
It's like, verse 1 in chapter says, put away, it's almost like taking clothes off, to put off, take away.
就是像你要把脱掉衣服一样。
Notice here that the word of God demands a transformation.
你要注意到这里，神的话是要求我们要有一个改变。
The gospel which saves us demands that there's expectation of a holy living.
拯救我们的福音，同时也对我们有一个期待。
We don't simply read or listen to God's word; we must be transformed by it.
我们不只是简单的要听或者是读神的话，我们还要被神的话来改变。
We must be transformed away from what we used to be, to be holy, to love one another.
我们必须要改变我们现在的生活样子。
We have tasted God's grace toward us. Let us go forward to spiritual maturity, to grow. In grace, let us tremble before God's holiness. In grace, let us be holy. And thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, our hope.Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, our hope.
感谢神啊，神的恩典和给我们的盼望。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do tremble even at the thought of your holiness.
天父，我们真是一想到你的圣洁，我们就颤抖。
You are holy beyond our comprehension.
你的圣洁超乎了我们的想象。
We don't even know how to stand before such a holy God when we are so sinful.
我们不知道我们这样的罪人在你的如何能来到你的面前。
Yet you offered a perfect bridge.
是你又给了我们一个完美的桥梁。
The grace that we have through Jesus Christ.
那就是我们通过耶稣得到的恩典。
That through grace.
通过这个恩典。
We may be right in your sight.
我们在你的眼里可能会是正直的，是公义的。
Through grace, your holiness is magnified, not nullified.
因着恩典，你的
your holiness is magnified.
你的圣洁被扩张。
Grace does not nullify your holiness.
恩典并没有取消你的圣洁。
But yet, grace allows us sinners to come to you.
但是恩典让我们这些罪人能来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you for the cross.
父神，我们感谢十字架。
We thank you that we can come and approach your throne and worship.
我们感谢你，我们能来到这里敬拜。
May our lives be holy and acceptable to you.
愿我们的生活是圣洁的，是你喜悦的。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.